In New York City today, construction began on what promises to be one of the strangest and most innovative parks in the nation. The High Line is an old abandoned railroad overpass that runs up the west side of Manhattan. In a few years, it'll be a new strip of green parkland running a mile and a half through the city, hovering three stories above the street. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
You could pass under the High Line railroad track 1,000 times and never notice its unique beauty. On 14th Street and 10th Avenue, I pointed out to John Leary, a truck driver who works around here.
It's a mess. It's all garbage and overgrown with weeds, and the tracks are all rusty, and it needs a lot of work.
Ah, but what he doesn't know is that at this moment, 30 feet above our heads, are congressmen, senators, movie stars, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg breaking ground on New York's newest park.
This was an opportunity to take what, in all fairness, was an eyesore and turn it into something more visionary, something with potential, transforming a decaying rail line into a lush band of green. This is going to be a magical experience for everybody.
It may sound like hyperbole until you're up there looking around. On top of this elevated rail line, the sky just opens up and the sounds of the city drop away. The rails are covered in sections with wild grasses and trees. And that green strip snakes above the traffic from Greenwich Village to Midtown. At today's groundbreaking, every politician stepped forward to take some sort of credit for creating this new park. But the reality is, the city was very close to condemning and tearing down this structure. It took two community activists to save it.
I'm Joshua David.
I'm Robert Hammond with Friends of the High Line.
7 years ago, David and Hammond lived in this West Side industrial neighborhood and developed a fondness for the rusting overpass. When they found out it was doomed, they began lobbying and organizing.
You know, Josh and I had no experience in any of this. And, you just need to raise the flag and other people will come behind it to get it done.
The Friends of the High Line organization encouraged the city to purchase the abandoned rail line and hosted a design competition to come up with a final look for the park.
There'll be this incredible walkway system that allows plants to come up through the planking and creates this very soft kind of path. So it's going to be a really serene, green place where people can escape the hustle of the city and enjoy New York from a really unique perspective.
But that vision is still a couple of years away. The total cost for the park is expected to be $130 million. Construction workers have begun shoring up this old, rusting structure and tearing out the rails. Richard Flamia and Joseph Vigliani have been spending their days up here doing the reconstruction, and they say they can already see how great this park will be.
Very nice up here. It's gorgeous. You got some views. You got the views of the river. You can see the Statue of Liberty.
So how's this thing built? I mean, is it going to withstand another 100 years?
Oh, yeah.
It'll last longer than us.
Yeah, a lot longer than both of us. This thing's built very well.
It had better be. The promise of the elevated park, the only one of its kind in the United States, has already fueled a real estate boom in the area. The West Side neighborhood is already being nicknamed, what else? The High Line. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You can see images of the High Line Park's proposed design at our website, npr.org.